Welcome to Voices Cary Live. My name is Randy Scott. I am broadcasting to you live from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. We are broadcasting live on X, Rumble, YouTube, and a whole bunch of other platforms that I'm not really familiar with, but we are on there because we are trying to bridge the gap between the online cloud world to talking with your neighbor. And that's I started here a while ago now, and we've been marching forward, and it's been a lot of fun joining you at wherever you may be. At home, if you will. But I enjoy coming to the studio and putting something together for you. And what we're going to focus on, I don't want this show to be like a lecture. There's no really no agenda other than you. Like when I say this is your megaphone and microphone, I mean that. The text line is open. It's in the description. Fire off a text. I have my thing I do. I did this before, since we're the majority of viewers drop off, but I'm gonna do it anyway. It's my Mr. Rogers thing to kind of, instead of taking my shoes off, and you know, like how he used to do in the neighborhood, that's my thing now. I don't want it to be just me like a talking head. I've been speaking with a lot of people, dropping off signs. And if you don't know, I'm on the mayor ticket. There's my hot list. And I've gone through that in multiple episodes. So if you want me to focus on anything there or anything else, let me know in the text. From just passing out signs and talking with people, it's been just an amazing experience. And when I drop a sign off, whenever I can, it's not just put it in the yard. I ring the doorbell and talk to them and listen. As Bluey says, where are your ears? They're right here. Two ears, one mouth. And what has been apparent to me is that we've normalized something that's not normal. And what that is that I don't think a municipality or a government needs to be like a mysterious frosted glass door at the end of the hallway that you don't know exactly what they do. Like, I read a book about marketing, and this was not even in the notes. It just came to me right now. And it was about Coca-Cola. They used to have their marketing department on a separate floor, and it was a frosted glass door at the end of the hallway, and there was a disconnect. So they tore down that door, and now marketing was with all the other departments, and it worked out in their favor. That's what we kind of need to do here. It doesn't need, you know, government. From this talking with folks, like my power, empathy is just, I can feel like they've moved to this town, and it's a nice town. It's beautiful. Mr. Kaunick's done some amazing things along with the entire team, but the constant like land grabs and the mysterious frosted glass door mindset, something's just got to be done. And I want these people to let their guard down a little bit and just be able to enjoy where they move to, instead of just having the constant battle after battle of, you know, trying to keep what little is left of town history and what's the next thing around the corner. And there was a book I read called The Power of Habit, and I did a lot of soul searching for this episode because I wanted to bring this story to you that I remember. It's called The Power of Habit, yellow cover, really good book. And it was, there was a little story in there about a CEO change. And it was for the company called Alcoa, which is an aluminum manufacturing company. And what happened was they shifted CEOs, and they were having this huge board meeting. A lot of investors, high-powered meeting, and a lot of people who owned stock. It was a shareholders meeting. And this new CEO comes in and just starts talking about the team and taking care of the team, making sure that they're safe, they're happy, they're empowered, they're not afraid to speak. And people were getting up to go to the phone booth, the pay phone bank at the time, to call and sell their stock because the company drastically needed to be changed and pivoted. And this new CEO, all he could talk about was the team. So people started selling stock. And amazing things happened for that company. Because when morale was better and safety was better, the team thrived. And when I say team, this can be applied to residents, including the Cary team that works to make this town beautiful and operate. And there's some people out there that wish I were that wish I was something different than I actually am. That's one of the things that politics does. Is I've certainly not made it easier on myself, but there's some people out there that wish to paint me in a different light of who I actually am. And what I am is a unifier. And I'd much rather what I've done here with this show, I'd much rather continue on this path of worrying about the team, you, than getting into popcorn eating, entertaining politics. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. I'd much rather lose that way, which we're not going to lose with your help. Talk to your neighbor and request a yard sign at voicescary@proton.me or in direct messaging. The mayor position makes $700 a month. It's stressful. I don't know what I'm going to uncover. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of battles that shouldn't be viewed as battles. They should just be viewed as opportunities. But I greatly look forward to it. Public service is in my fabric. I thoroughly enjoyed firefighting. You know, the three numbers that somebody calls, like you're on your way to go help, no matter what they believe in or who they are. And that's what I loved about it. And that's what I want to bring back to get back to basics. So we're going to return Cary to its residents, and it's going to start right now. A lot of the things that people have brought up to me, it's so many oddities that they'll bring up to you, like, hey, bring back electric bikes or make golf carts illegal. Bring back chickens or let us have chickens. Such simple things that we ask permission for. And in firefighting, we had this thing that was always fun, as a crew. You'd be on a call and it'd be a serious call. That wasn't fun for them. So that was serious, but you have little things to kind of bring yourself back down to earth, calm yourself down, have a small laugh so you can be in the moment and tighten the screws up and help. And there was a thing called, shut it down. It was for when there was a traffic accident. We're going to shut the street down. We're shutting it down. And that's, I want to do this block party concept. We shut it down. We're shutting it down. And we shut down the street. And a lot of the folks I speak with say, hey, let us do block parties. And they don't know the process of going through having a block party. You know, there's a sheet, and then to request the FD or the police or Public Works to come out to do a touch a truck thing. There's a lot of moving pieces. So if we can streamline that, so we can start talking with our neighbors, somebody like, hey, I didn't know you lived here, or hey, I lived here for 20 years. You live right down the street. Those are the connections I want to start happening, to where we're not a frosted glass doorway at the door at the end of the hallway. And let me know in the comments or direct of things that you would like to submit to the board. To see if we can to make it a village, and that goes all through like consulting with the Allgrass Farms in Carpentersville to get something going to where we have a like a co-op thing, to where we can have our kids and adults be able to work together for a common goal of I know that the Park District has plots, but it's kind of all you know reserved and. Don't touch this. Don't do that. There's a lot of opportunity here, and that's the lane I'm going to stay in. Because that's where I want to be. Let me check the correspondence here. There's nothing. But it the show gets more interesting. So tell your friends, hey. 9 o'clock, that bald guy goes on and starts talking. You can fire off a text. And I greatly look forward to continuing the conversation. This lamp, we did a Made in Cary. I did a Made in Cary episode yesterday, which I was very proud of to be able to talk about in the first place, because it's very near and dear to my heart that we support and support manufacturing and support just our future generations and our current generations of being able to make stuff. But this lamp, I want it to be, well, you'll find out. And then somebody else said a community bonfire. Which, I mean, there's legalities around everything. You can pretty much just look at everything and just be like, yeah, lawyers and insurance wouldn't go for that. But as we've seen, is that where there's a will, there's a way. There's always a workaround for something or to make something possible. We've seen it done within the organization. When they want to do something and they put a goal to it, on the resident side and the municipal side, it gets done for better or for worse, right, wrong, or indifferent. So if we just go a few clicks north, that can be amazing for everybody. And that's what I greatly look forward to. And I wanted to chime in with that because you can only take so much of talking with residents and then, you know, you see them, they moved in, they've been here for a while, or they've been here for a short time and they're just trying to hold on. And that's what I'm here to do is that, you know, it's going to be good and fun to where, we no longer have a frosted glass door at the end of the hallway. Thank you for joining me for Voices Cary Live tonight. I'll be here tomorrow at 9 for you. Please fire off get vocal, fire off text, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Voices Cary Live. Thank you for joining me tonight. Have a great night.